Yeah. I hate it, actually. I really hate that we get caught up in the alcohol conversation every single time we have to lift restrictions, because it reminds me what an alcoholic nation we are. If I can remind you, only something like 31% of South Africans actually drink alcohol. Did you know that, Mario? Yeah, we... Are you not listening to the show? We've had experts say this all the time. Okay. So only something like 31% of South Africans actually drink alcohol. This is what's crazy about the alcohol restriction. But their capacity drags the entire nation to like the fifth most drunkity drunk country in the world, basically. And I think we need to think about that. By the way, I'm not judging. I speak as a drinker myself. I drink alcohol. So I'm not judging to say, you guys over there. I'm just saying, guys, we need to all take a moment to be like, jeepers creepers. Only 30% or 31% of 60 million people can drag this raggedy country all the way up to a drunkity drunk level alongside Russia. Aibo, kanjani, how'd you do that? And as a result, we are amongst the only countries in the world that actually have to have a liquor ban. And it's actually distracting, if you ask me. I find the liquor conversation distracting, but we'll pick that up at 7:20 with the Liquor Brand Owners Association. First and foremost, the thing that's most important is our health. Today, Professor Wolfgang Prieter is the professor and head of division at medical virology and pathology at Medicine and Health Sciences in Stellenbosch University. And he's trying to focus our attention on the thing that actually matters, which is our health. Professor, welcome to Breakfast with Refila. How are you doing this morning?
Fine. How are you, Refila?
I'm fantastic. I feel like I need to lower my register. Okay, so Gauteng is the epicenter of our current third wave. About two or three weeks ago, we spoke to Dr. Tulio de Oliveira, and he highlighted to us that he believes because we were so hard hit in the second wave, the third wave shouldn't be as impactful on the coast and might be more intense in the center. Do you agree with this perspective?
I think there are some good arguments, and we hope it would be like that, and that we here in Cape Town will be spared the experience of the second wave, which really hit us very hard. But ultimately, I have to say there are many unknowns still, so we can't really predict it. And I can tell you every day I'm watching the figures coming out, not only of our own lab, but also from around the country to see where we are moving. The problem with this is that, you know, by the time you notice you are in a difficult spot, it's already too late, because by that time, you know, many more people will have been infected that will only be diagnosed in the days and weeks to come, and then come to seek the health services. So I must say I was very relieved hearing President Ramaphosa last night moving us back into somewhat stricter precautions. I think it's quite moderate overall, but it will make a difference. And I was very glad to hear, because if we can keep it at where it is at the moment in Cape Town, that would be very good.
Professor, it is quite moderate. And I have to ask, whether or not it will make a difference when it's this moderate. I wonder whether or not we should have been a little bit more aggressive with the restrictions in order to quell behaviors that clearly people aren't able to manage for themselves. Am I being unfair?
No, I don't think you are. But of course, I'm biased. I mean, I'm in the lab, and we do the diagnostics for Tigerberg Hospital and many public service clinics and hospitals. And I see the numbers of samples coming to us and how many are positive. And I can say so far, it's still relatively low, much lower than we've had in the past year. But there's a trend, and the trend is moving upwards. On the other hand, if you know, over the past weeks and months, life has become quite relaxed, and it actually reminded me of what I saw in October last year. And remember, we had this very nice spring, and you know, people were quite easy about it, still wearing masks, but otherwise life was pretty much back to normal. And then the second wave hit us, and it was absolutely relentless. I mean, it hammered us. So looking around and seeing that people are again very much relaxed, I kept wondering, you know, is this safe, or are we here with still very low numbers, but are we here still already seeing the seeds of another outbreak? So I'm glad that he reminded us. And I think he also reminded us a lot of things that should have been followed all along, but, you know, sort of it slips aside, you know, one forgets and one becomes a bit negligent. Like the keeping a distance, wearing a mask. I also think that gatherings are a problem because of the density of people, and particularly now in winter, when
we
you
won't
know,
do it
very
outside.
Naturally,
yeah.
You can't be outside so much. So moving inside is always more risky. We are closer together. Air circulation is not so good. The masks do provide some protection, but then people tended to also take them off. So I think he reminded us that these things need to be observed and then introduce those additional measures. I feel quite comfortable with it.
I'm glad to hear that. On the vaccine front, Professor, we are falling massively behind. There is now a total of 3.5 million doses we've lost between AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
Between with respect to, I don't know, scientific or logistical problems.
Hiccups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, he's had a third date with the president of France. You know what happens on a third date? Like, we're not getting the closure here. What happens for South Africa with respect to vaccines in your mind?
I think it's just a very difficult place to be in. We're obviously not in the first tier of countries that put down billions early on in 2020 and basically advanced purchased enormous numbers of vaccines, in essence placing a bet on, you know, which vaccine would work and which one would be available, and some worked and some didn't work, and they just write it off, and basically that is why they now have enough vaccine for their populations. We are not in that league. I mean, simply, you know, that is too much of an expenditure. I think what we are seeing is the problems with really fast tracking such a process, which is actually very complicated. I mean, our AstraZeneca doses were wonderful, and then it turns out they don't really protect against our own variant so well. Then Johnson & Johnson, perfect vaccine, one dose only, ideal for the more rural areas where you don't then have to come back for a second dose after a few weeks. Perfect solution. Now, and again, that was not a South African problem. It was that company in Baltimore that contaminated these batches. It took a lengthy investigation to see what is safe and what is not. In the end, having millions of doses again discarded because they are not potentially unsafe and they are contaminated. I mean, you know, we can't blame it on government or any South African structures. This is just the place
backlog
we're in at this stage. And we've been served several curveballs here, and, you know, it's really tough. You know, the planning needs to be adjusted all the time. The timelines keep moving back. It's really tough. I'm just so glad that apparently our supply of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine seems to be solid and safe. They seem to be coming. It's a bit more difficult to give. It has this cold chain, you know, it must be kept frozen at very low temperatures for a long time. You need two doses. So it's not so easy, but that is happening and it's gathering speed. It won't make a difference for the third wave, so because we won't have enough people in the population vaccinated to really make a dent in the numbers. But just having the healthcare workers largely now protected is already very good, because as we are moving into a third wave, it means that we hope fewer of them will become infected and thereby will remain, you know, working. And that is always good when the healthcare is under strain.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful morning. Professor Wolfgang Preisser is a professor and head of division at Medical Virology, Department of Pathology, Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences at Stellenbosch University.